朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
神，我们今年有一个真的是很清楚的主题，而且很重要的主题。
Thank the Lord for a very clear direction and a very clear theme for this year.
我们一起来讲好不好？
Let's say it together.
让主居首位。那我们希望能够从根基到成熟，从让主居首位到让主在凡事上居首位。
From the foundation to maturity to that he should have the first place, that he would have the first place in all things.
这个礼拜三以前，其实我已经把原来要写的信息都写出来了。
This Wednesday, I already had an outline for what I was going to share with everyone today.
我本来今天是要讲玛利亚说的那句话，我心尊主为大。
And I was going to share on Mary's saying, my heart exalt the Lord, magnifies the Lord.
我后来在祷告的时候，觉得不能够让这个祭坛、让奉献的这个信息这么随便的过去啊。
Then I was praying, I thought, we shouldn't let this message of the altar pass by so quickly.
后来我一在祷告里面觉得应该继续讲，我就把那篇放到旁边，我就决定继续讲这篇信息。
As I continue to pray, the Lord caused me to set aside what I prepare and continue what we talked about.
可能你们会讲说，哎呀，在中国除夕这个新年怎么讲这么严肃的题目？
You say on the New Year's Eve, how come we're so solemn talking about such a serious topic?
但是这个题目其实是送给我们大家最好的新年礼物啊。
But it's the best present for all of us.
如果我们要过一个真正有意义的一年，而且充满喜乐、充满神祝福的一年，
If we want to live a meaningful year, a year that is full of God's blessings,
我们都必须学习让主居首位。
We must learn to have the Lord, allow the Lord to have the first place.
我上次说过了，一个失去次序的人生是一个失控的人生。
And I've said that a life that is without order is a life that is out of control.
一个失去次序的家庭是一个失控的家庭。
A family that is out of order is a family that is out of control.
孩子不孝顺父母，然后妻子不顺服丈夫，丈夫不爱，这个是失掉次序的。
When the kids no longer honor the parents, the wife no longer obey the husband no longer love his wife.
这个家不肯让主耶稣做主，这是失掉次序的。
This family no longer lets the Lord to be the Lord. This family is out of control, out of order.
同样的，教会如果没有次序，一样是失控的教会。
And again, if a church is without order, then it is out of control.
这是从消极来讲。
This is speaking of it from a passive standpoint.
从积极来讲。
But from a positive standpoint.
当我们真把主摆在首位的时候。
Really put the Lord in the first place.
不光 everything 都是那样子的 harmony 啊，那样子的协和。
Not only is everything harmonious.
而且圣经上告诉我们，当我们把耶和华摆在我们面前的时候，
we set the Lord always before us.
不仅仅我们的心再也不动摇。
Not only will our hearts no longer move.
我们活得这么笃定，这么有把握，这么有安息。
We are steadfast. We are full of peace.
而且我们的心欢喜，我们的灵快乐，我们的肉身安然居住。
Our hearts rejoice and our flesh dwell in safety.
因为我们把主摆在我们面前的时候，
because whenever we set the Lord before us.
在他的面前，我们有满足的喜乐；在他右手中，我们才有永远的福乐。
Before him is blessing evermore, and on his right hand is joy everlasting.
所以，当我们真把主摆对位置，
and we really put the Lord in the right place,
因此呢，我们的生活、我们的生命一定改变的。
Our lives will be changed.
就像我去年讲，没有一个跟随耶稣的人，他不被改变。
Just like I shared with everyone last year, not a person who follows Jesus will not be changed.
同样的，我们要说，当我们真让基督居首位的时候，
so when we say when we truly let Christ be the first.
你我的生活，我们的生命一定改变。
Your life and my life will really be transformed.
我们生活里面的品质，我们的价值，我们蒙福的程度，一定都改变的。
The quality of our lives, the worth of our lives, the capacity of us being blessed will all be changed.
而且我们里面的生命一定越来越像耶稣。
And the life within us will be more and more like Jesus.
我上个礼拜天下午我们在 discipleship 门徒训练的时候。
Last week, Sunday afternoon, when we had our discipleship.
我曾经引用了。去年年底，我到 San Diego 参加的那个Mission Conference 哈，那个宣教大会。
And at the I used a particular topic a message that I shared at San Diego at the end of the year.
中间有一位讲员叫 Dr. Greg Ogden。
there was a particular speaker in that conference.
他做这个门徒训练做了几十年，是美国这方面的权威跟专家。
He's done discipleship for many decades, and he's actually an authority in this particular topic.
他说，如果叫我用一个词来形容今天众教会的 discipleship 门徒训练的话，你们想我会用哪一个词？
He said, if I were to use one word to describe this discipleship that is happening in the house of God right now, what word would I use to describe it?
他底下讲的叫做 superficial。就是肤浅，非常的肤浅。
He used the word superficial,
非常表面。
It's very shallow.
他说我为什么这么讲？
So why would I use this word?
他说你就看看今天有多少的基督徒在神家里面，他的生命真正被改变。
And how many Christians in the house of God are truly being changed and transformed?
弟兄姊妹，当听这些话，心里很难过哈。
And when we hear these words, yes, we are sad by it.
我们多多少少也觉得自己改变了。
So more or less, I've changed a little bit.
但是我们会不会觉得我们真的改变很慢？
Have we discovered that we change so slowly?
Oh, 我们改变得很不够。
And we're not changed enough.
我们的改变不够深入，不够彻底，不够持久。
It's not deep enough. It's not complete enough. It's not endure.
所以现在这样子打他已经不生气了，不错了哈。
And if I hit him, he's not angry. That's pretty good already.
我再打重一点，打久一点，他可能受不了了。
If I hit him a little heavier, I hit him a little longer. Maybe he can't withstand it anymore.
我是在讲台才敢打他，底下我就找麻烦哈。
I only do this on the stage in front of everyone. One example.
因此，你就发现我们这个人被改变到一定的程度，也就不改了。
You know that we're changed to a particular point, and then we stop.
或是我们在新年、在特会、在退休会之后，哎呀，我们改变不少，过一下又不改了。
And in the New Year's, right after the conferences, and we're all changing rapidly, and all of a sudden we stop.
所以他用那句话的时候，其实在我里面造成一个很深的一个。被打了一下。
And when he used such a word, I was actually struck inside.
因为他说他太少看见基督徒真正生命被改变。
And he said, I seldomly see the lives of Christians are truly transformed.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们就求神帮助我们这些道不要随便过去。
So brothers, we ask the Lord to not let us casually let these messages pass by.
所以你们有时候可能会嫌我跟于师母或者我们教会的长子团队太啰嗦了。
And maybe you think that we nag too much, the leadership at the church nags too much.
我们每一次有一个信息出来的时候，我们都要求弟兄姊妹要有施行的路。
And every time we have a particular message, we require everyone, you must have a path to actualize it.
我们都希望小组能够去讨论、去交通，针对自己小组里面需要突破的、需要改变的地方，我要切实执行。
We ask every small group to get into discussions and fellowship, but for your particular small group, what is the way for you?
而且我们会希望每一个弟兄姊妹都写出今年自己在主面前希望突破的地方。
And everybody would write down personally what are the things that Lord give me a breakthrough in this year.
不然的话，一篇道又是过去了。
Or else the message comes and it goes away again.
很快，52篇道就过去了。
Very quickly, 52 messages will pass us by.
然后我们又是明年 Happy New Year.
And the next year we say, oh, Happy New Year's again.
弟兄姊妹，以色列人每一次碰到很重要的意义跟开始的时候，他们定为正月初一日。
And every time the people of Israel come to a point where something serious is happening for the nation, they establish the first day of the year.
发生过哪些事，大家回家自己查啊。
What are some of the things that happened? Let everybody go examine the scriptures yourself.
那我们比美国人好，美国人只有一年只有一次新年，我们现在开始过第二次新年。
And for the Western culture, they only have a New Year once. And for us, we're actually celebrating it twice.
而且我们说老实话，我们基督徒只有咱们基督徒可以天天过年。
And for us who are Christians, every day is a brand new year.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God, 重新开始。
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
那我们在主面前好好的来操练。
And we ask the Lord that we will all put to practice well.
上次我讲的仓促结束了，其实我们说到任何一个刚刚得救的基督徒。
And I ended very quickly last week, but any person who comes to Christ,
有两个关口一定要过。
There are two things that they must pass.
一定要过。
They have to absolutely pass.
所以年轻人都要听啊。
Young people, please pass.
这两个关如果你没有过的话，或是这两个关你没有很认真很彻底的过的话，基督徒的路就走得跌跌爬爬，而且你常常回想你基督徒的生活的话，你会觉得自己是不冷不热会被主吐出去的。
And every time you start pondering about the way you walk, you're going to see yourself as a lukewarm Christian that I'm going to be swallowed or be spit out by the Lord.
哪两个关要过呢？
Where are these two key critical junctions?
第一个就是我们奉献关一定要过。
One has to do with the issue of consecration.
你必须知道从此以后我们是属主的人。
You need to know from this point on, I belong to God.
我们是为主而活着的人。
I live for God.
我整个他是我的生命的中心。
He is the center of my life.
他造我的目的和他永远的旨意成了我人生的方向。
His purpose and his direction for my has become the direction of my life.
虽然我对他的认识不够，虽然我可能奉献还不够彻底。
Though I don't know him well enough, my consecration is not complete enough.
但是我必须知道这是我要去面对。
But I must know that this is what I have to face.
第二个一定要过的关。
The second junction that I must.
就是我们的价值观一定要被主改变。
Is that our sense of value has to be established by God.
所以罗马书十二章第一节不仅并且告诉我们将身体献上当作活祭。
Romans chapter 12 says not only to offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice.
它底下就讲到不要效法这个世代。
And then it says do not be conformed to this world.
只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
Let your mind be renewed that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以我们整个的价值观需要被 renew.
So our entire sense of worth or value needs to be renewed by God.
你不能够再 follow the pattern of the world， 不能照着世界的。
So you can no longer live and follow the pattern of the world anymore.
从前我们觉得钱赚多就是成功。
And in time past, we think that the more wealth that I accumulate, I have success.
我们从前认为这个拿诺贝尔奖上伯克利才是成功。
And if I obtain the Nobel Prize, if I attain Berkeley, then that's success.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在知道那些都不是真正的标准。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that those are not the standards of success.
我们的标准只有一个。
Our standards but one.
神是拿他的儿子耶稣基督来衡量万有。
God sets His Son Jesus Christ to evaluate all creation.
神已经设立了一个人。
God has established one person.
要借着他按公义审判万民。
That by Him and through Him all nations will be judged.
所以将来所有的人都摆在这个天平上。
So every person is set upon this balance.
所以主耶稣说，人若赚得全世界。
So Jesus says, if you gain the whole world,
如果赔上自己的性命还有什么益处？
And you lose your own soul, what profit?
凡为我丧掉生命的，必要得着生命。
He who loses his life for my sake will gain his life.
弟兄姊妹，基督是一切衡量的标准。
Christ is the standard by which all things are measured.
Austin Sparks 最有名的一句话叫做 “Measure by Christ”， 借着基督来衡量一切。
Austin Sparks has a very famous saying, "Measure everything by Christ."
所以到底我这件事情有没有永恒的价值？
Whether this thing that I am focusing on does it have an eternal value?
到底我这件事情能不能讨神的喜悦？
Can it please God?
到底基督在不在其中？
Is Christ in the midst of it?
那个关键就在于基督在不在其中。
The criticality has to do whether Christ is in the middle of it.
因为我们今天讲到祭坛，讲到奉献生活的恢复。
When we talk about the altar, we talk about this issue of consecration.
所以重建祭坛和奉献生活的恢复是一切复兴的根基啊。
Again, to establish the altar and to establish this lifestyle of consecration is the foundation of all things.
想经历属灵复兴的弟兄姊妹，请举手。
Everyone who wants to experience spiritual revival.
真的，如果你手都举不起来的话，我真的是要为你难过了。至少要有一个 desire。
I will weep for you. You need to have a desire that I need a revival.
但是你不管去读圣经，不管去读教会历史。
And no matter whether you read the scripture or the history of the church,
或是你去读属灵伟人传记
or you read the biographies of spiritual giants,
几乎没有一个复兴不是建立在底下的三件事情。
那every single revival is established on these three things.
第一件事情就是我们彻底的悔改，真心归向神。
And the first one is a complete and total repentance and turning back to God.
我们的罪，我们得罪神的地方，我们不合神心意的地方，我们都要归向神。
Our sins, the things that we offend God, the things that's not according to His will, we all need to turn to God.
没有一个复兴不是建立在悔改。
Not a single revival is not founded on the basis of repentance.
所以我们需要为我们自己的生活很认真地去面对它。
So we need to be very serious when we face our daily life.
只要照着我今天，按照我今天已经有的亮光。
And according to the light that I have for today.
按着今天到今天，我这个生命的度量里面，圣灵对我的要求和责备。
To the very capacity of my life and the Holy Spirit's requirement on me and His rebuke.
我没有一个逃避的，我没有一个不降服的。
I do not.Flee from anyone, not one will I not obey.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
所有的复兴。
Every revival.
一定建立在深入和成熟的祷告上。
It's established on a deeper life of prayer.
当我们真的在祷告里面遇见神的时候。
And when we truly meet God in prayer.
复兴就开始。
Revival will come.
人的 会复兴因为人遇见了这位伟大的神。
Man is revived because they met the living God.
所以复兴不是借着喊喊叫叫的。
So revival doesn't come by loud voices and outcry.
而复兴不是借着方法的。
And revival is not by methods.
复兴不是借着活动搞出来的。
Revival is not just by activities.
以前有个弟兄，跟我讲，余弟兄，我们应该常常喊一些口号。
As some brothers said that we should oftentimes have some slogans.
哦，让弟兄姊妹受点刺激，有路可走。
That brothers and sisters are stirred up that they may have a way to walk.
我跟他讲说，教会里面从来不是借着口号喊起来。
And I say the church doesn't come alive by slogans alone.
弟兄姊妹，我们要去祷告。
We need to pray.
真实的祷告里面遇见神，人就活了。
That in true prayer, when we meet God, we are brought to life.
路就出来了。
The way is known.
仇敌的诡计就失败了。
The scheme of the enemy is come, will fall short.
但是我们要逃避的就是那种肤浅的祷告。
But we need to escape and run away from those shallow prayers.
所以我刚刚讲到深入而且成熟的祷告。
So I talk about this deep and mature prayer.
这两个其实是所有复兴的根基。
These two things are the foundational things of revival.
你们会说，余弟兄，你怎么老？你刚刚不是说三个吗？
You said, brother, are you getting old? Didn't you say there were three earlier?
你们有没有注意到我刚刚说三个，现在讲两个？有啊，有点头的都还年轻。
Very good. Those of you who nod your head, you're still young.
不然我不应该讲你们年轻，有比较认真。
You're more, maybe you're perhaps.
因为很多年长的也很清楚。
there are brothers and sisters who are more advanced in age. They also nod at their heads.
第三个因素是帮助这个复兴能够持久。
And this third point will.Allow this revival to continue.
就是强而有力的话语指示出来。
And is to have a strong and a firm word from God.
啊，这件事情太重要了。
And these things are so important.
所以我们等一下后面会讲到坛上的火不可以熄灭，要加柴。
And we're talking about the fire on the altar cannot be quenched. The fire, the wood needs to be supplied.
神应许的话，适当的话，需要的话，一直赐下来，让这个火一直烧。越烧越旺。
God's word, God's seasonal words will continually be given, that this word, the fire will continue to burn.
弟兄姊妹，我们上次已经讲过了，当以利亚要在这里把复兴带到亚哈的世代的时候。
And we talked about Elijah wanted to bring revival to the time of Ahaz.
那是太辛苦的事情。
And it's a very hard time.
但是他第一件事情就是重修。久已毁坏的祭坛。
And the very first thing he had to do was rebuild the altar.
而且当他在这里重建祭坛的时候
，when he repaired the altar,
他做了一件非常伟大的事情。
He did something that was very amazing.
而且是很美的事情。
It's something very beautiful.
知不知道是什么
？Know what it is?
大声一点。啊？
拿十二块石头，
对不起，我耳朵不好。这是他太美丽的地方，拿了十二块石头。
This is something beautiful. He went and took 12 stones.
圣经上说，代表以色列十二个支派各家。
It's represented the 12 tribes of Israel, every house.
虽然在他的心中，整个以色列家只剩下他一个人。
And in his heart, he knew that perhaps in this entire nation, he's the only one left.
当他盼望神大能的作为、复兴的作为出来的时候
，He desires the work of God that will work mightily in this land.
他整个的心不是为了他自己，而是为了以色列全家。
His heart was not simply on himself, but it was on the entire household of Israel.
当他在这里恢复祭坛的时候，他是代表以色列十二个家。堕落、冷淡、退后、得罪神的十二个家一起奉献。
And when he repaired this altar, when he was on this place of an offering, he offered on behalf of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们心不要小啊。
So brothers, our heart should not be very small.
我本来想要讲不要小心啊，就怕他翻译错了。不要小心，不要灰心。
And do not have a small heart, do not be despair.
这是对的哈，不要小心。然后不要灰心。
Do not have a small heart. Do not despair.
心要大，为着整个以色列家求复兴、求祝福。
Have a big capacity to pray for the blessings of the house of God.
我们最近很多父母亲开始为下一代祷告。
Many parents have started to pray for the next generation.
我们也希望我们的心是大的，不是光为了你家的孩子。
And we pray that our hearts have a bigger capacity. You're not only praying for your own child.
我们要大到为了教会所有家的孩子。
And we pray for every child of in God's house.
我们要大到为了这个世代。下一代所面临的危机和考验来祷告。
We pray for the next generation and the challenges that they face.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们不起来祷告，下一代面临的挑战跟危机比我们这一代大多了。
But if we do not rise up to pray, we neglect the fact that the challenges that this generation face is surpasses what we face.
心要大。
We need to have a bigger capacity with our hearts.
不要灰心。
Do not despair.
眼见的是850个假先知。
What we see before is the 850 false prophets.
眼见的是百姓心持恶意，硬着心不肯归向神。
We see that the nation of God, the people of God, are two-hearted. They will not return to God.
眼睛所看见的是国家的领袖带头背叛神，得罪神。
What we see with your eyes is that the leader of this nation has led this nation to rebel against God.
但是以利亚跪在地上，放了十二块石头。我们后来看见那个伟大的得胜。
But Elijah got on his knees, and he began to rebuild this altar, and then we see this victorious end.
天火降下，复兴临到。
And the fire came from heaven, revival started.
弟兄姊妹，我们要从重建祭坛，从奉献生活的恢复开始。
Brothers, when we talk about revival, we need to begin at the altar, begin at the life of consecration.
我们讲到以色列百姓回来，他们做的第一件事情就是立刻从各地来到耶路撒冷。
And when the people of Israel came back, when the exiles came back, they came back to Jerusalem from all the lands.
他们立刻来到耶路撒冷，重修耶和华的祭坛。
They immediately came to Jerusalem to rebuild the altar of God.
不光重建祭坛，他们恢复了奉献的生活。
Not only did they rebuild the altar, they restarted this life of offering of consecration.
啊，今天的讲义上我多放了一段经文，连犹大国最坏最坏的君王马拉西。
I added a scripture in our outline. Manasseh, who is the worst king in the history of Israel.
他是以色列历史上不管北国或是南国里面最坏而且作王最久的一个。
He is the worst king, including both the north and the southern nation, and he's been the king the longest.
神的刑罚的手就几乎要临到他身上了。
And the judgment of God is about to fall on him.
这个人突然悔改了。
And immediately he repented.
弟兄姊妹，你看看我这边所写的经文哈，这个摘录列王历代志下33:14-16。
And Second Chronicles chapter 14.
这时候马拉西除掉外邦人的神像和耶和华殿中的偶像，又将他在耶和华殿的山上和耶路撒冷所筑的各坛都拆毁，抛在城外，重修耶和华的祭坛，在坛上献平安祭、感谢祭，吩咐犹太人侍奉耶和华以色列的神。有姊妹，你发现一个人这么坏，一生都坏。
Scripture that we just read, Second Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 14-16. This man's been terrible his entire life.
他的坏我已经没办法去形容了。他把那个偶像带进圣所，带进至圣所，亵渎神，做了太多坏事。
His wickedness cannot be expressed. He brought altars into the holies of holies that those gods would be worshipped. He profaned the name of the Lord.
当他悔改的时候
，But when he repented,
他立刻重修耶和华的祭坛。
He immediately rebuilt the altar of God.
他立刻恢复他对神奉献的生活。
And he immediately restored this life of offering towards God.
所以神的手收回去，没有直接临到他。
So the Lord withheld his hand of judgment, and judgment did not fall on him.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们每一个人都在主的面前，一定要恢复我们奉献的生活。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that every single one of us will restore this life of altar, life of consecration.
而在旧约里面所有的奉献。
And all the offerings in the Old Testament.
我在你列的期间，神所要的奉献到底是什么
？I've listed a few of the things, the criteria God wanted in these offerings.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你奉献给神，神就要。
Do not think whatever you offer to God, God will accept.
千万不要以为奉献是给神面子，神一定会收。
And do not think that your offering is saving His face, and He will definitely receive it.
你仔细读圣经的话，有多少次圣经说到他不要
？Read the scriptures carefully. So many times God says, "I do not want your offering."
等一下，我们下一堂以赛亚书讲到第一章，以赛亚书第一章的时候，你好好去读读看。
In the next Sunday school session, when we talk about chapter 1 of Isaiah.
里面起码十次提到
，There are 10 times at least。
神不要，神厌恶以色列百姓对他的奉献。
God says, "I do not want your offerings. I despise your offerings."
你们对我的奉献有什么益处呢
？What profit is your offering to me?
你们献给我的东西我已经够了。
And what you've given to me, I have more than enough.
他说我都不喜欢。
So I do not delight in them.
神说你们不要再献这些虚假的、虚浮的祭物了。
God says, "Stop giving me these falsehoods."
甚至他两次说到你们献给我的东西是我所憎恶的，我根本不，我恨恶。
And twice God says, "These things that you offer me, I detest and I hate them."
他说我不能容忍。
I cannot endure it any longer.
我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦。
I hate and I think that they're trouble to me.
然后我们在马拉基书，这个马拉基书也看见，他说圣愿你们中间有一个人起来把殿门给关起来。
And in the book of Malachi, God says, I wish some of you would rise up and shut the door of the temple.
免得你们突然在我坛上献火。
Unless you would give me profane offerings on the altar.
万军之耶和华说，我不喜悦你们的供物。
The Lord of hosts says, I do not delight in your offerings.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得，不要以为你奉献神就一定买你面子就喜欢你。
Brothers, be careful.Do not think that whatever you offer God, God will delight in it.
万有都是他的。
All things are made by Him.
所有就有。
All things are His. It comes to existence by His word.
你想神缺钱吗？
Do you think God really lack money?
你觉得神缺你吗？
Do you think God really lack you?
你的恩赐真的重要到一个地步，神少不了你吗？
Are your gifts so important that God can't do without you?
难道神不能把你废掉，再兴起十个比你更好的人吗？
Don't you think God could do away with you and raise 10 others that are better than you?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们前面弟兄告诉我们真好哈。
A bunch of sisters, there are those who ran before us that gave us wonderful examples.
不要以为我们在这里求人来奉献。
Don't think that we're begging people to come and offer to God.
不要以为我们在这里逼人来奉献。
Don't think that we're forcing people to offer to God.
我们不过在这里告诉人，这里有一条路是人可以蒙恩的路。
We're just here telling everyone there is a path of blessedness.
我们在这里不过是告诉人有一条可以蒙神悦纳的路。
And we're here telling everyone there's a place, there's a way that is.Accepted by God.
来不来，那是你自己的事。
Whether you come, whether you do it or not, it's up to you.
也不要以为你奉献的神就一定喜欢。
And again, do not think because simply you offer, God will delight in it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们对奉献要有正确的认识。
But so we need to have a right understanding and attitude towards offering.
那么多人讲马拉基书第三章说要奉献十分之一，看看天窗打不打开了。
And a lot of people talk about Malachi chapter 3 that hey, come and test the Lord, offer unto the Lord, He will open up to you the windows of heaven.
但是我很少听见一个传道人说。马拉基书第一章第十节，把门关起来。
And I seldom hear pastors would preach on Malachi chapter 1. Come and shut the door of the temple.
不要叫人家随便来奉献。
Don't casually come and offer anymore.
弟兄姊妹说，我们年长弟兄讲，我们真认识奉献了。
Our elderly brothers said to us, if you truly understand what offering is,
真认识什么叫侍奉神的话。
What is it to serve God?
我们会跪着爬着到主面前说，主，谢谢你，请你给我机会来服侍。
We will get on our knees, we'll crawl before God and say, God, thank you for the opportunity to serve you.
而且我们的弟兄奉献的时候，他说，主啊，钱是脏的，人也是脏的。但是属你悦纳。
And our brothers, when they offer, they say, God, the money is filthy, the man is filthy. Please accept these things, Lord.
我们要纠正我们奉献的态度。
Brothers, so we need to turn and change our attitude and offer.
在旧约里面，第一件事情，神所要的奉献是专一圣者他的奉献。
In the Old Testament, God wants the offerings that are holy, consecrated to Him.
你读整本旧约圣经。
Read the entire Old Testament.
以色列人最得罪神的地方。
What offended God the most?
甚至是他们北国、南国、王国的原因，就是他们拜偶像。
And the reason for the fall of the northern and southern kingdoms is because they worship idols.
他们不仅仅不再专心的侍奉神。
They not only did not serve God wholeheartedly.
他们转去拜别的神。
They turn and worship other gods.
什么神都进到神家里面了。
All other gods came into God's house.
甚至到一个地步，他们可以到圣所把耶和华的祭坛给挪开来，把别的祭坛抬进来。
And to the place where they can come into the holies of holies and the holy place and remove the altar of God and brought the false altars into God's house.
神要的是专一的侍奉。
God wants a worship that is singular towards Him.
从我们的身上来看。
And from our lives.
当我们用别神代替耶和华的时候。
When we represent God with other gods.
诗篇十六篇第四节讲什么？
Psalm chapter 16, what does it say?
他的愁苦必加增。
His sorrow shall increase.
你如果要知道你到底有没有用别的神，有没有别的偶像替代的神。
If you want to examine and test yourself whether you have replaced God with other idols.
一个很好的温度计就是到底你最近的愁苦有没有加增。
One good thermometer is, did my sorrows increase?
每一次一发烧，我们就知道自己生病，要找他治疗，让我们健康。
And every time we have a fever, we know we're sick. We need to be healed. We need to be made well.
什么时候愁苦加增，我们就应该知道有别的东西进来。
Whenever sorrows increase, you need to know something else is taking God's place.
我们需要治疗，我们需要恢复，我们需要重新健康。
We need healing. We need restoration. We need to be brought healthy again.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果 你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。